2 months ago, Israeli voters in Jerusalem elected the city's first ultra-Orthodox mayor. Secular Jewish residents worried that the new mayor would try to close theaters and restaurants that are open on the Jewish Sabbath. Palestinians, who generally boycott elections in the city, worried he would try to push a right-wing political agenda. But as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, so far the mayor has surprised everyone.
For many non-Orthodox Israelis, one of Mayor Uri Lupolianski's first tests came at the opening of the Jerusalem Film Festival last month. Ultra-Orthodox Jews traditionally shun movies, which are seen as secular culture that corrupts the viewer. The festival screens films on the Sabbath or Shabbat in contravention of Jewish law. But Anat Hoffman, a former Jerusalem city councilor and a leading member of the liberal Jewish reform movement, says Lupolianski passed the test with flying colors.
This is the man who hasn't seen a movie in 30 years. He went to the film festival where gay and lesbian movies were shown, where avant-garde movies were shown, where the place was open all of Friday and Shabbat twice. And he said, I believe everyone has the right to enjoy their culture wherever it is.
Lupolianski, a 52-year-old father of 12 who wears dark suits and a black skullcap, likes surprising people. For 15 years, he served as deputy mayor of Jerusalem as a member of the ultra-Orthodox Degel HaTorah party. In June, he won the election after neither of Israel's two largest parties, the Likud of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon or the center-left Labor Party, offered a serious challenge. Lupolianski is now responsible for one of the most fractured and scrutinized cities in the world. Holy to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, it has been one of the focal points of Israeli-Palestinian violence over the past 3 years. About one-third of Jerusalem's residents are Palestinians, who believe that East Jerusalem, which Israel unilaterally annexed after the 1967 war, should be the capital of a future Palestinian state. The mayor is now studying Arabic and reaching out to his Palestinian constituents. He has voiced opposition to recent visits by Jews to the holy site that Jews call the Temple Mount and Palestinians call the Haram al-Sharif, saying such visits are provocative. Palestinian analyst Mahdi Abdul Hadi, who heads a think tank in East Jerusalem, says he's encouraged by Lupolianski's position that the Islamic Endowments Board, known as the Waqf, should maintain control over the Temple Mount.
He has a very clear position vis-à-vis the holy sites in the old city of Jerusalem. Maintain, respect, accept the status quo of the holy sites. And this is a very positive for the Muslim as well as the Christian, as well as international law, as well as looking for the future of Jerusalem.
But Abdul Hadi says he wishes the mayor would go further and agree that Jerusalem should be the capital of both Israel and a future Palestinian state. Lupolianski says that won't happen.
Yerushalayim af pam lo hayta bira shel af am acher.
Jerusalem was never the capital of any nation except the Jewish people, he said. The Arabs had Mecca and the Christians had Rome. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and of the Jewish people. Since becoming mayor, Lupolianski has been most criticized by his own community, the ultra-Orthodox. In the narrow alleyways of Jerusalem's ultra-Orthodox neighborhood Mea Shearim, posters call the mayor a villain and a desecrator of the Sabbath. Anat Hoffman of the liberal reform movement says she likes what she's seen so far. She says Lupolianski can help heal the growing rift between ultra-Orthodox and secular Jews in Israel. But she says he has to do more to solve Jerusalem's problems.
He certainly can talk the talk and smile the smile. But in the next 5 years, he'll have to do something. And as I said, there's been quite a bit of it's very static now in City Hall.
Lupolianski says he wants to spend more time on municipal issues. Jerusalem is short 2,000 classrooms for the upcoming school year, and a recent government report found Jerusalem is Israel's dirtiest city. He also wants to revitalize downtown, hit hard by repeated suicide bombings in the past 3 years. As an ultra-Orthodox Jew, Lupolianski says he has faith that all of this will happen. It's just a question of time. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.